Once upon a time, many of us associated coyotes with the Wild West, a lonely howl or a yip far, far away. But coyotes, it turns out, are a lot closer. In fact, they're all around us, from southern New Hampshire to suburban Boston. And the collision between these animals and people doesn't always work out so well. This year in Massachusetts, there have been reports of 6 people being bitten by coyotes, similar numbers last year. Now, 12 bites over 2 years might not sound like a whole lot, but those 12 attacks make up half of all coyote attacks ever recorded in the state, going back to 1998, when authorities logged the first coyote bite or attack, depending on how you want to characterize it. So what's going on here? Do more attacks mean there are more animals around? And if so, what do we need to do to protect ourselves, our pets? What about the coyotes? With me is Julie Flaherty. She's chief of police in Arlington, where 3 of those 6 bites this year have taken place. Also with me is Dave Waddles. He's a black bear and fur bearer biologist with the Massachusetts Division of Fisheries and Wildlife. Chief Flaherty, Dave Waddles, welcome to Radio Boston. Good to have you.
Hi, great to be with you.
Chief Waddles, let me start. Chief Flaherty, let me start with you. Tell me what happened in Arlington with these attacks.
Sure, Anthony. So we have seen some recent incidents involving coyotes. Back in August, a family had called us and reported that their child, their young child, had been in the yard and had been bitten on the leg by a coyote who then ran off. A few weeks later, on September 5th, there were actually 2 separate incidents within about a mile of each other that took place around dusk. And both of those incidents involved young children who were playing in their yard. Thankfully, nobody in either one of those incidents was seriously injured. And since we've been working with our partners at Arlington Health and Human Services, the Environmental Police Department, and Mass Wildlife to try to raise awareness, get the message out there, and try to locate this coyote that's been responsible for these attacks.
Right. And so what is the message? I mean, you say raise awareness and get the message out, Chief. What is the message that you want people to understand about coyotes?
Well, we want people to understand what normal coyote behavior is and what's not normal coyote behavior. Recently, just at the beginning of this month, we held a webinar with some of our local coyote experts in the area, and they talked about what does normal coyote behavior look like, what should you do if you encounter a coyote, and we learned that coyotes are basically shy mammals, and the best thing that we could do is try to take steps to scare it away, and this is known as hazing. So stand your ground, make eye contact, make loud sounds, try to make the coyote nervous and run away. If the coyote runs away, that would be normal behavior for a coyote.
Interesting. Dave Waddles, I want to come to you. Coyotes are relatively new to the state. If I have this right, I'm told that the first coyote was documented here in 1958. And they are common visitors now in the greater Boston area. So what's going on? Is our sort of living pushing out and encroaching into their area, or are they coming into our area? How do you describe what's going on?
Yeah, you're right. The first coyotes were documented in the state in the 1950s, and they're a super adaptable species. So they very quickly, their population grew, and it spread in the state so that now they're found everywhere in the state. So it's not necessarily that, you know, places have expanded out while that's happened. The coyotes have actually moved into the highly developed places. We've got coyotes in every city and town in the state, including Boston. So it's their ability to adapt to a huge range of environments that enabled them to increase in population so quickly and to live in all these interesting places.
Right. And what's attractive about these interesting places to them? Is it easy access to food, people's garbage cans, stuff like that?
Yeah. And really that's what enables them to live in places like Arlington. There's not a ton of natural habitat there, but they can link together the golf courses, cemeteries, the parks, the few blocks of natural habitat. And then they take advantage of all the human associated foods around our homes and neighborhoods and businesses. So along with the hazing that the chief mentioned, one of the number one things we can do to reduce overall the number of coyotes in our towns is to secure all the food sources. So you're right. That's the garbage, compost, bird feeders, pet food. Basically, coyotes will eat anything. And so all those things are free meals that both supplement their population, but also attract them to our backyards and neighborhoods.
Hmm. So I'm thinking, to what extent, I mean, let's put a couple of big fears, that people may be thinking about on the table. Small children in a backyard, are they at risk from a coyote, or are generally coyotes so timid and shy that they're not going to bother a small child?
As you mentioned, that these events still are really exceptionally rare. We have had an increase in incidents the last 2 years, but before that, there were only a dozen incidents like this ever in the state. And this is despite having coyotes in backyards, in neighborhoods, next to schools, next to playgrounds on a daily basis in Massachusetts. There's extremely high levels of interaction between people and coyotes, and we still don't see these incidents. And so normal coyotes aren't going to, these really are the exceptions rather than the rule in terms of incidents occurring. So having your children play in the backyard really isn't something to be concerned about. But those steps of hazing, remove the food sources so they're not attracted to your yard, and then aggressively haze them, they respond to dominance behavior. And so that's why we're trying to encourage people to haze them, to try to teach them and reinforce the idea that they are afraid of people.
Hmm. And what about house pets? I'm thinking of a cat who may be an outside cat who may be wandering around in a suburban neighborhood. Is a cat at risk, or a small dog?
Absolutely. So that form of conflict is far more common with coyotes. They will go after both cats and dogs, both small dogs, but also larger breeds. They interpret breeds as large as labs and shepherds as threats in their territory because they're a territorial animal. So we see attacks on even dogs those sides. So we recommend that cats are kept inside and that dogs are on a leash whenever they're outside. It's the direct presence of the person on the other end of the leash that prevents the coyote from going after the dog. So a dog that's left out in the backyard by itself or on a runner in the backyard, they're certainly subject to potentially being attacked by coyotes. So really, to direct supervision of your pets is the best way to protect them.
Now, Chief Flaherty, I'm wondering, is the town of Arlington putting that message out about house pets? And is there evidence that people are feeding coyotes, for example, in Arlington to attract them?
Sure. We have put that message out. Our animal control officer, Diane Welch, she has been out in the community talking to people. When we have any type of message from our residents that they've encountered a coyote or seen a coyote, we let them know that they shouldn't be letting their animals, their small pets, out by themselves. They should always have their animals on a short leash. And the same thing with small children. We're asking people not to leave their children unattended in their yards.
I'm interested.
Sorry, what was your second question?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm going to move on and ask one more question. And that is about trapping or killing coyotes. And I'm wondering can people trap or kill a coyotes if they're frequent visitors to their property? Or what do you suggest?
No, we're not suggesting that people try to trap or kill coyotes. We're asking people to call the Arlington Police Department or the Arlington Animal Control if they encounter a coyote or if they witness coyote acting outside of what we described as normal behavior.
Right. Dave Waddles, final question to you. What else should people know if they see a coyote? What do you advise?
Yeah, in reality, you have to remember, too, that the coyotes in Arlington and places like Boston, they live in Arlington, they live in Boston, so they're used to the sights and sounds of modern society. They're used to seeing people on a daily basis. I live in a more rural portion of the state, and if I see a coyote, it takes off running just because it's not used to seeing people. In these urban areas, they might not be as skittish, so that hazing, really being bold, be aggressive, is going to help to reinstill that fear in coyotes.
All right, that's Dave Waddles with the Massachusetts Division of Fisheries and Wildlife, and Julie Flaherty, Chief of Police in Arlington. Julie, Dave, thank you both very much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Anthony.